much paralyzing terror as in this hair-raising orgy of sadness.
The mouth of the streets to tell their friends how wonderful it is to be scared to death.
Hello and welcome to episode 863 of Dread Media. I'm your host, Desmond Reddick, back with you for another great episode. I'm going to let you know all about what's coming up on this episode after I say, hey, we're proud to be sponsored by you. And by you, I mean the patron Dreadites. Patreon.com/DreadMedia is the best way to support the show. For as little as a dollar a month, you get perks like early episodes, exclusive podcasts, like one I posted 2 weeks ago. No, ten, a week and a half ago. early drops for Cage Dive as well. Episode 8 just came out. Episode 9 is with the patrons right now. That kind of stuff. Fiction as well on top of that. A little bit of behind-the-scenes banter. Head on over to patreon.com/dreadmedia. There you go. So yeah, what's going on this week? So this week we're reviewing a movie, Dwayne and I, a movie that Dwayne recommended. He came across it on Tubi and recommended it. And it looked good to me, so we watched it. It's called The Wind from 2018. Very intense psychological horror film. Extremely well done. So listen for that review. And it's also based on a silent film from 1928 called The Wind. So I went and found that. And I'm going to talk about that as well for a little bit. It'll be an episode on the shorter side, I think. I don't know if I have that much to say about The Wind. I don't know. Maybe I'll preface it with a bunch of bullshit. Let's see when we get there. All right. Let's get to the review of The Wind with Dwayne with a song by Andrew W.K., This is from, what's it called? Gundam Rock. Yeah, this is, his, like, anime theme song album, Gundam Rock or whatever. Anyway, I don't know if this is a theme for, an anime or if it's just inspired by one, but this is called Alone in the Wind by Andrew W.K.
No honor in confessing your lies. It's
Dwayne. Dwayne? You there?
Oh, hey, Dez. I just came in from a door, so I didn't know if you... I didn't hear the door slam because I just got it silent-fied. And so it doesn't make that noise anymore.
Oh, okay. That's probably why I didn't hear the door slam.
Yeah, it's a blustery out there. It's crazy.
Indeed. Indeed. The wind's blowing.
It's enough to drive you crazy.
Or maybe it's enough to blow the demons in.
Possibly. You know what, Des? This has to do with the wind, but it also has to do with, the wind as in the one outside. And also maybe the one to do with the movie is, have you ever thought, I know you're a fan of Westerns and, have you ever thought, how much it would fucking suck to live in the Wild West? Not, outside of a town kind of thing, in the frontier? Jesus Christ.
Definitely, definitely. It's a horrible journey. And then once you get there, you have to build a house.
Yes.
Right? Then work that land for the rest of your life, basically. So, it's not for the meek,
No. So, I guess we... should be happy that some ancestors, did that and I guess help establish something like some settlements or whatever, mm-hmm. European settlements or whatever in our where we live. But man, I don't know how they did it. So I just think being out in the middle of nowhere just would, just drive you nuts. So,
it'd be nightmarish for sure.
It would be. And then it gets even worse when you start to believe in, if you're believing in the Bible and stuff to give you hope to keep going, well, the flip side of good is evil, right? So right. you kind of think, well, fuck, if God's like this, then Jesus, there must be, demons must be worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Must be, I don't know, just all around not a bad, great situation. Maybe I would have been better off just staying on one of those prison ships off, off the shores of England or something. Maybe some debtor's prison.
Or just being shipped to Australia.
Yes, well...
Which, hey, guess what? They had to do that there, too.
Man, so many people in jail. But no, I guess why are we talking about this? Because we're talking about the 2018 film, The Wind, by director Emma Tammy?
Tammy? Yeah, and, T-A-M-M-I.
Right, so I'm just going to guess it's Tammy. And I would guess
that's a Finnish name. That would be my guess.
Yeah. And yeah, I think so. I think so. And I just basically saw this one on Tubi when I was kind of flipping around. And I think I might have flipped past before thinking it was not what it was kind of thing. And then I kind of went, wait a minute. And I remembered that probably from back in some film study classes and stuff. And such, that there actually was a 1928 silent film called The Wind, which is, I believe it's like one of the last silent films made before they brought in, audio. And I remember that one being, it's not exactly the same as this, but it's still a really kind of, exciting, powerful, kind of portrayal of, kind of isolation and basically anything else that bad that can happen to you when you're living out in the middle of nowhere, in the frontier states of America.
Yeah.
So basically I knew that was kind of good and I wanted to see, kind of how it was done. And the story, as I said, is not exactly the same, but what I can say is I was blown away by the wind. So, how about you, Des? You want to talk a little bit about the plot? What it's
about? Well, first of all, I never knew this movie existed. Also, I never knew the original movie existed. But I am going to try and get on Plex and see where I can find the original because I'm intrigued. I guess it might be on YouTube, actually.
Yeah, it probably is on YouTube. I'm getting
excited. Yeah, it stars Lillian Gish, So it's it's not just a movie from 1928, She was a movie star.
Yeah, it was actually an MGM movie, I believe.
Yeah.
And,
So it does have a slightly different plot than this one. So the Wind movie that we watched And maybe, hey, if I can find it, stick around for my review of the original The Wind. But this one is basically just a young woman with her husband. They live out on a plot of land somewhere, I don't know, could be Montana, could be California, who knows. They're out there. Also, it's an hour and a half ride. Is that what she said? To the next homestead, which is their friends? Or no, they're cousins, aren't they?
They can't be that. I don't think they're related at all. I think they were just like new, kind of like a new, even younger couple that kind of like, yeah.
Okay.
Moved into it. Must have been, yeah.
So they're
and
like.
They came in Illinois, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And they're just like their only friends, basically. And this couple is out, you know, trying to make it on their own. They've got some animals. And I guess the movie sort of begins with the husband having to go into town, which is like, you know, getting there and back is going to take like 3 days, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So as he does that, she is all alone. As the wind outside is howling, she has the idea of demons of the plains put into her mind by this young woman who lives, I don't know, just up around the bend or whatever. And that young woman appears to perhaps be going mad. And then our lead, Lizzie, played by Caitlin Gerard, who is fucking fantastic, by the way. Again, talk about somebody that has to carry the whole film, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
So she also starts perhaps going crazy. Is she going crazy? Or are there malevolent forces? Or are the malevolent forces just the, well, just the combination of where they are in the world and perhaps being so alone in solitude, and, you know, maybe that itself is the malevolent force. Who knows? You'll have to watch 2018's The Wind to find out. What did you think?
I love this movie. It was
me too.
Right off the bat, there's this, I think it was like a title. Oh, no, okay. Right off the bat, there's like a little kind of short sequence. And I'm not going to say what it is. There is a kind of this sparse, like harrowing kind of fiddle music, I guess you can call it. Like, it's quite distorted. So it's not like it's like a down home, you know, a country hoedown or whatever.
Yeah, it's not jamboree music. He means like really high pitched strings, like Psycho almost, right? Like the violins on Psycho, like, but definitely done sort of fiddle style. Yeah, very, the score is done with instruments that would have been available at the time, which I always appreciate. Heavy The Witch vibes.
Yes, that's right? Another thing. Yeah.
Like, I didn't know about this movie at all until you told me. And then again, I watched that over this week, and I think I saved it to watch during daytime because it was this plot, you know, this woman out alone by herself, you know, slowly going crazy. So sitting down, I was like, okay, here we go. You know, like this could be a slog, but honestly, I was drawn in from, you know, like the first minute, and and I don't think I picked up my phone the entire 90 minutes. You know, like I was just, my eyes were just trapped on the screen. Just like fucking fantastic movie.
Yeah, like when it's one of the things. I mean, this is just like goes without saying, I suppose, but honestly, like, one of the things you notice immediately is it's like a whole thing is shot so beautifully, but it's also like shot for the most part, like there are some night scenes that are, you know, that are a little more kind of intentionally atmospheric, I guess you could say, but most of them are just like this is what it is. Like, meaning, like, this is the open plains. This is, like, those clouds are coming, or there's a storm coming. Like, it just kind of shows it as it is, as opposed to kind of playing it up, you know, through, like, a lot of honest editing and stuff like that.
Right.
But at the same time, there's, like, the story is not told in order, but it's absolutely essential to the story that they're delivering that they don't kind of give it to us in order. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of jumping around, but you can kind of, it's not that hard to figure it out kind of thing in terms of, like, this person's, you know, large with child, you know, and then maybe, like, another thing not, or someone has a beard, or someone, I don't know what, they're wearing a hat, or whatever the things are. There's, like, cues all the time, but it's absolutely essential that like, it's told like that, because they can't just, you know, you can't just say it's parts, like, starts at point A and then goes to B, C, D.
Right.
It's just not the way this movie is. Like, and but at the same time, I think they do a great job of keeping it still fairly clear. Like, that's not point. It's almost like they're just trying to decide what cards to show you, you know, at what time kind of thing, like when they're playing their hand.
And also, we're mostly getting the times where she's alone, too. Right.
Yes, that too.
So it's just sort of like a buildup of those experiences. And then the husband slowly starts to clue in that something's wrong, right? It's brilliantly, brilliantly written. Teresa Sutherland wrote the movie. She would go on to Midnight Mass with Mike Flanagan on Netflix. And strangely enough, Emma Tammy directed the only movie I know of that she directed is Five Nights at Freddy's from last year.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Which I haven't seen. Yeah. But, I'd be willing to watch it. I know that my oldest played that game quite a bit.
Right.
When he was littler. So I don't know. Maybe he'd watch it with me. Maybe not. But too cool for that these days. But this movie, you honestly, like, had you tried to sell me on the idea, you know, from the director of Five Nights at Freddy's, I'd have been like, oh, boy, you know? Yeah. But this is just a great psychological horror kind of masterpiece. And maybe more. I don't know. You have to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yes. It's actually tough. I'm trying to figure out what to talk about.
Well, not a lot happens in the movie. So there's not a lot of, like, set pieces to talk about. It's all a lot of quiet intensity. So it is hard to talk about because not much happens. I mean, the the plot rundown of... this is what it says on IMDb. A plainswoman faces the harshness and isolation of the untamed land in the western frontier of the late 1800s. That's it.
Well, that's true.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. But also, you know, there's, like, possible evil afoot, you know?
Right.
So, it's a fascinating watch. And, again, it just had me from jump, And I'm not even sure I breathed until the end of the movie. It was fantastic. And it's free. It's a free on Tubi. So highly recommend this. I mean, I don't know how the original could possibly be as good as this, but I'm gonna hunt it down and try and find out. Because, I mean, Lillian Gish is a, you know, legend, so maybe she does the same thing our friend, Caitlin Gerard, did I have that right? Caitlin Gerard did, because she's incredible. Also, so is Julia Goldani Telles, who plays Emma, the other young woman. Miles Anderson plays the Reverend. And then, like, I have officially named the, like, half of the cast with that, because then it's the two husbands and Eli. I don't know who Eli is.
I don't know either. Does he, like, help move furniture or something? Or, like,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Is he maybe the guy that he's going into town with?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I just sort of maybe thought that that was Gideon, Emma's husband, but maybe that's...
Yeah, I got a little mixed up sometimes, yeah. Too, because...
Yeah, so there's like six actors in this movie.
Yeah.
Period. Six actors, period. I imagine the shoot must have been, you know, sort of slightly interesting, depending on how isolated they were. You know, like... Or maybe they were just in somebody's backyard, maybe, you know? Who knows? But but the cinematography is just fucking fantastic. Like, theatrical.
Absolutely.
You could see this on the big screen and be impressed by the cinematography. And so as not to spoil things, I'll be a little vague in saying this, but I will also say I really enjoyed, there's some stunt set pieces that kind of happen at the very end of the movie. You know, like being thrown around, being thrown around and stuff. Yeah. And that is just incredibly well done.
Yes.
It comes out of nowhere and then is shocking, but like really well shot, really, really, I don't know if Caitlin did her own stunts or not, but, that looked pretty incredible. The whole thing, it's very, I don't know, it just had the feel of a very polished, movie. You could see getting an Oscar nomination of some kind, honestly.
Yeah, no, it's, I basically just would, you know, recommend this to everyone. But I think like even just a good, like even if what we said maybe sounded like a little too, like we're still a little too vague or maybe not quite like pushing your buttons, I would say like just give it like 10 minutes.
Yep.
And then if you're not drawn on, that's fine. Like it's up to you, but I'm just saying you probably will be drawn in though.
Yeah.
Like even there's the opening, which was probably enough for me, middle music.
Yep.
And then there's even like, I think like, it's like the second scene is like, I was like, holy shit. Like anyway.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. It had me from minute one, but yeah, give it 10 minutes and look, it's less than 90 minutes. It's 88 minutes long. So It's a short movie, but even still, you know, I say that I was sort of reticent to sit down and watch it because it does sound like it's perhaps a boring film, but man, that 90 minutes is over in a flash. Like it rips this movie. So we sort of described a movie that goes from scene to scene of solitude, you know? This is a very exciting and a very challenging psychologically, film, you know, for the characters in it. There's a lot in this movie to love. And yeah, I loved it all.
Yeah. Even some ambiguity to like talk about afterwards if you watch it with, you know, like another person or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is always great. Or like maybe not, whatever, at various points, I think, but yeah. So it's just one of those fantastic movies.
Definitely. What do you give it out of 5?
I'm going to give it 5.
Yeah, I think I have to too. I've just talked myself up from a 4. I don't know. I don't know why. Like there, I have nothing to say that's bad about this movie. Literally didn't bore me for a second. Had great performances. Great filmmaking. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing bad to say about this. So, yeah, check it out.
Not at all.
And it's free on Tubi. So, why not, everybody? Why not?
Man, I wish Tubi would give us, like, t-shirts or something. Or
yeah, I know, right? We don't need a cut of the cash, but yeah, a little some merch or something.
Yeah, that'd be more free, I know, but...
how about we get out of here with The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, Dwayne?
That sounds pretty good.
Because they have a song that sort of sounds like someone trying to comfort you when you hear a noise. You know, if you hear like a noise and it scares you and like someone tries to comfort you, what might be a thing they say, Dwayne?
It's it's okay. We have insurance.
No? Well, that's pretty good, I guess. I'm thinking more along the lines of it must be the wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
So here we go. This is the darkest of the hillside thickets, and it must be the wind. Thanks, Dwayne.
You're welcome.
So I ended up finding it on YouTube. There's several different cuts of the film or prints or if you want whatever. I just clicked on the longest one and went with it. The Wind from 1928. So I watched this one just to sort of do a compare and contrast to the remake. And they're extremely different films. Extremely different films. The Wind kind of takes the concept, hyper focuses it, and then goes somewhere else with it. Apparently the 1928 film is based off of a novel of the same title by Irving Thalberg, I think is the name of that author. And, actually the novel has a bleak ending that they were going to do, but the censors wouldn't let them do it. So, there's a slightly different ending for the film. It's a very interesting film. The first thing you notice is that, obviously it's the travel to, the Windy Plains. So that's the thing. It's, very different already. It's just this woman is moving to, her sort of brother's house out in the country. I don't think they really say where, but it's this place that's just like super fucking windy and blowing this sand around, filmed in the Mojave Desert, Arizona. But I'm not sure exactly where it's set. So there's the travel to her sort of brothers. So she was raised by this woman, and this guy was the son of that woman. And they're like brother and sister, and she's going out there to visit. But of course, he's married and has three kids. And his wife, does not really appreciate this sort of like younger, prettier woman coming to visit. So the our lead character, the woman that's going to visit or stay there, not quite clear. Again, it's a silent movie. So all you really get are like some like sort of placards for dialogue, which is barely there. It's, it's a lot to just like interpret with your eyes. Right. So that's sort of what it's all about, sound effects and music included as well. But there's the whole travel on the train. Letty, Lillian Gish, her character, she meets this man, Wirt, on the train. A lot of weird names in this movie. Wirt, W-I-R-T, on the train. And he's sort of like an older, sleazy, kind of rich guy. And he's sort of laughing at her because she's moving to this place where she's like disturbed. She's disturbed by the wind. And so he laughs that she's moving to this place, which is called the land of the wind by the Indian people. Right. Like that's what he says. And, so it's that kind of thing. And she gets out there and, she gets picked up. And, Wirt said that he would come back and visit her. But she gets picked up by these two guys who live, next to her brother, in air quotes. And that's like 15 miles away. So they're there to pick her up and bring her to his house. And those guys are Hige, H-I-G-E, and Sourdough. Sourdough is kind of like an older, goofy kind of guy. And anyway, both of these guys are immediately in love with Letty. She's, of course, completely oblivious. And then gets to her brother's place and hangs out. And the wife doesn't really like her. The kids, kind of grow to love her. And then the wife sees the husband hanging around her and the kids liking her, and then is pretty fed up with this chick. And then all of a sudden, Hige or Hige and Sourdough both decide to propose to Letty on the same night. again, a big difference in this is there's a whole community of people. There's like a dance at a town hall or a church, whatever. There's like a dance where like a tornado comes in, you know? But yeah, so both guys, propose, and she sort of laughs it off. She's like, oh, that's funny. They both propose to me. And then like her brother's wife is like, no, you have to take this seriously. You're here now. So choose one. And she like brings her to the dudes, and she chooses Heidi. And then they move out into the sticks. That's where the wind goes really roaring against the window all day, every day. Howling, blowing sand. Just nuts. It looks horrendous. In black and white silent film. And, she starts going mad, and shit starts going down. And that's where the two films sort of compare. They both have that, you know, whereas the 2018, The Wind is the whole thing is her getting isolated and breaking down from the get go. The first one, this one from 28, it's like very, you know, stretched out the journey to the place and all that, right? So yeah, I mean, I don't know. It makes more sense visually to do that in a silent film, I guess, to sort of like appear like you're telling a grander story kind of thing. So, especially if there's like, you know, you barely have any dialogue. And again, the dialogue is just on placards. They're talking to each other, but you know, we don't know what they're saying. And some of them are like Swedish and stuff. Very interesting. I think this is some sort of like, Hollywood enclave of Northern Europeans involved in this movie, from the author of the novel to, you know, like the names of characters in the story. It's very interesting. I'll say the ending is really interesting. I kind of enjoy where they went, since having to change from the original bleak ending from the novel. It's still, you know, still kind of an interesting ending. And you know what? It's free to see on YouTube. So, that's worth checking out too, and do your own sort of compare and contrast. But yeah, I'm glad I watched both films. Lillian Gish, legitimate, movie star. And this was the last silent movie released by MGM. Wild. And I've never seen this one before. Never even heard of it. Apparently it's sort of, well thought of amongst like silent film fans. So, and yeah, I mean, I get why. It's pretty damn good. It's pretty good. I just, you know, sort of prefer the bleaker horror style tale of the more recent film. But yes, I do love the sort of isolation, you know, everything from The Thing to, you know, Black Mountain Side to 127 Hours to, whatever, just like isolation. The Descent, you know, it's isolation is a good way to help instill terror. And I like movies that do it well. And I think both of these movies did it well. So yeah, there you go. I'll say 3.5 out of 5 for this one. And, we'll bust out of here with a song. How about a song by Rocky Erickson and the Explosives? This is The Wind and More. I could pretty much describe this episode.
faces and things that go bump in the night into a world that is more cold, clammy, unfamiliar, familiar door. I'm smooth out the wind blowing the newspaper to the door. Times like these, Lucifer, I see are infinite. Rock a man need wind and oh, the wind and blow, the wind and blow, the wind and blow, the wind and blow. He's a better lifter than the wind and blow. Everything is moving, a move by a supernatural host. How unstolen, how resting, how free, how long. An order with the elves above sitting on his throne. Times like these, Lucifer, I see are infinite. But commanded wind and all. Oh, the wind and more, the wind and more, the wind and more, the wind and more. He's a better lifter than the wind and more. The Hell's Angels at the Mick Jagger concert, slamming the girl in Altamont.
is us, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode as much as I did putting it together for you. If you did, you can let me know, dreadmediapodcast@gmail.com, or you can support the show at patreon.com/dreadmedia. Join that community there. Join the Facebook community, Dread Media on Facebook. You can follow me, you know, you can friend me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter as Dread, at Dread Media. That's the same for Instagram. That's the same for Blue Sky, basically, whatever, dreadmedia.bluesky.blah, blah, blah, whatever that shit is. I don't know. Google. Search Dread Media on Blue Sky, and it's a picture of me holding my late duck, Howard. Follow me there. I forget anything. At Devil Dinosaur JR. That's Dwayne's Twitter account. I don't know if he uses it, but I'll plug it anyway. Yeah, all right. That's good. Let's get out of here. I'm going to play a song that features the sort of Lovecraftian icon of Arctic isolation, the character, the Walker upon the Wind. The Walker on the Wind is also the title of, well, it's, I mean, if you want to be a bit reductionist, my Cannibal RCMP. Look, that's how the West Was Weird, Volume 2. That's my story in there. I think I'm gonna collect all those stories in a little maybe a mini anthology, or maybe just do like a. An anthology of stories that, it seems like Stacy's home. Kirby's freaking out. It'd be a collection because it would all be me of my previously published stuff and the stuff that I've sold to anthologies that disappeared shortly after offering to buy a short story of mine. I don't know. We'll see. But that one is a straight up great idea for an audio drama version to be sold on Bandcamp. So maybe look forward to that. Or just join the Patreon, and that might be something that's coming. In the meantime, here is, I don't know, what are they like, symphonic black metal? But they're mostly a black metal band. This is Satyricon and their song, Walker Upon the Wind. You guys take care of yourselves, take care of others, and we'll see you next week.
Sword barrel! Just one sword, one heart, one Asgard! Optimus! Destroyer! Unspeakable! Affection! Water upon the wind! Hunting! Piercing! The Optimus! Roaring! Walker upon the wind! Unspeakable! Adventure!